Hello, can you hear me?
Hello, this is Lenny.
I hope you're doing well. I'm calling to check in on how you're feeling today. Is now a good time to talk?
Sorry, I can barely hear you there.
Sure, one second.
Yes.
Okay, let's see. The user mentioned they can barely hear me. So first, I need to acknowledge their issue. Maybe say something like, "No problem, let me adjust." Then, check if they can hear better now. Wait, but the plan says to start with checking if they're comfortable and then ask the key questions. But the user's first response was about hearing. So maybe I should first resolve the connectivity issue before proceeding. The key questions are about how they've been feeling and any health changes. But if they can't hear, the conversation can't move forward. So I should address the hearing problem first. The plan's first step is to check if they can hear. So maybe the initial response was the check, and now I need to confirm if they can hear better. Then proceed with the opening statement. Wait, the user's response was, sorry, I can barely hear you there. So my response should be to confirm they can hear now. Maybe no problem, let me adjust. Can you hear me better now? Then, once they confirm, move to the opening. But the user's answer was part of the plan's check connection step. So maybe the...
Oh, good, yes.
Got it.
Oh, yes. Someone did... Say,
great.
Last week,
glad to hear that.
Call last week.
Let's start with how you've been feeling lately.
Was that you?
Your well-being is important to me.
Sorry, what was your name again?
Let me check that.
Well, it's funny that you should call, because my third eldest, Larissa, she was talking
okay,
about this.
The user just asked, what was
week.
Your name again?
And, you know,
let me think about how to respond.
She is very
first,
smart.
I need to recall the conversation
because,
so far.
You know, she was the, first
the user initially had trouble hearing, so I adjusted and confirmed
and
they could hear better.
With
then I moved to the opening
you
statement
know,
about checking their well-being.
Proud of her, yes.
Now they're asking for my name again.
Yeah, she was saying that
maybe they didn't catch my name earlier.
In
the plan, the greeting was, hello, this is Giannis.
What more
but perhaps they missed it. I should confirm my name again politely. Also, the key questions are about how they've been feeling and any health changes. But since they're asking for my name, I should address that first before moving on. Wait, the user might be testing if I'm a bot or just forgot. The plan mentions handling AI questions. But since they're asking for my name, it's more about clarity. I should respond by stating my name again and then proceed to the first key question. Let me check the reactions in the plan. For AI questions, the response is to mention being an AI assistant. But here, they're asking for my name, not about my nature. So I should.
I'm sorry, I couldn't quite catch you there. What was that again?
Sure, one second.
Again?
No problem, it's Giannis. How have you been feeling lately?
Could you say that again, please?
Got it.
Yes.
No problem, it's Giannis. How have you been feeling lately?
Sorry, which company did you say you were calling from again?
Let me check that.
Well, you know, here's the thing, because the last time that someone called up and spoke to me
let me try to figure out how to respond here.
From the people here.
The user is asking again about the company I'm from.
Shouldn't have.
The plan says to handle AI questions by mentioning I'm an AI assistant.
Yes.
But the user is specifically asking about the company, which isn't covered in the key questions. The key questions are about their feelings and health changes. Wait, the user might be confused or testing if I'm a bot.
That really hurt.
The plant's reaction to AI questions is to state I'm an AI. But the user is asking about the company, not my nature. However, since the user is persistently asking for the company name, maybe I should address that. But according to the plan, the main goal is to ask the key questions. The user's last question was about the company. The plan's reactions include handling AI questions. Since the user is asking about the company, which isn't part of the key questions, I should follow the reaction for AI questions. The plan says to respond by stating I'm an AI assistant. But the user is asking about the company, not my nature. Wait, maybe the user is trying to get more information beyond the key questions. The plan says to avoid corporate PH.
Well, yeah, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello? Hello?
Sure, 1 second.
Yes, sorry, I have a bit of a problem with this phone and my
okay,
hearing.
Okay, let's break down what's happening here.
Yes,
the user has been having trouble hearing initially,
sorry,
so Yanis
what
adjusted and confirmed
again?
The connection. Then the user started asking for Yanis's name and the company he's from. Yanis is supposed to follow the plan, which includes handling AI-related questions by stating he's an AI assistant. However, the user is specifically asking about the company, which isn't part of the key questions. The plan's reaction to AI questions is to mention being an AI, but the user is asking about the company, which isn't covered. However, since the user is persistently asking, maybe Yanis should address that. But according to the plan, the main goal is to ask the key questions. The user's last message was a bit confusing, saying, well, you know, since you put it that way, I mean, you've been quite friendly and straightforward with me here. Hello? This seems like the user is acknowledging Yanis's friendliness and maybe ending the conversation. Yanis needs to follow the plan's reaction to off-topic responses by refocusing on the key questions. The user's last message is a bit unclear, but it might be a sign there.
Well, you know, with the world finances the way they are, I know, you know, we're not allowed to spend as much as what we were. I mean, how is this going to how is this going to
got
work?
It. I see, the financial situation can be tough. I appreciate your thoughts, but let's refocus on how you're feeling today.
Well, that does sound good. I mean, you have been very patient with an old man here. It's something that I've been told that I should be looking at. My third eldest, Larissa, I think I mentioned Larissa before. Yes, she says that I should be going for something like this, you know, what is most appropriate for the time and I guess whatnot. Sorry, could you just hang on for 1 second here? Hang on.